one family up here. There's three families of Smith up here, and one of them is Alabama Smith. That's how we recognize them, you see. Huh? It stays from one another. Uh-huh. An old Alabama Smith. I forget what his first name was, but we all call him Alabama Smith.
How about Louisiana?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know anybody from Louisiana.
We didn't have Canadians down here either. Huh? We didn't have Canadians come in down here, did we?
You know, we had three families named Brown. One of them had a crook neck. We called him Crook Neck Brown. It's all different. And another one was homesteaded out in the Prairie Dog Country. We called him Prairie Dog Brown. And then there's one that homesteaded on Otter Creek. And we called him Otter Creek Brown. That's the way we distinguished them. Where there's no relation, any of them.
Uh-huh. Distinguish them by the place.
Yeah, where they come from, you know, what they had here.
You mentioned Northerners. Did you get people from Wisconsin?
Well, they didn't come in right then, later. Now, the best friends I got up there come in from Minnesota later and bought in there.
Uh-huh.
We had a lot of them come in later from Minnesota, and a lot of good Germans come in there from the north and bought in up there later on. But they didn't buy until 1903 or 4. I got a friend up there now. His father bought there in 1903, I believe.
Uh-huh.
He was down to see me a while back.
But it's interesting that the Wisconsin people didn't come down.
Well, not right on, not to make the run. They come down and bought in later on.
Mm-hmm.
They was all pretty thrifty people up there. Jimmy had a little money and they would come down here.
Mm-hmm. Tulsa wasn't very big when...
No, Tulsa wasn't too big then. Not too big a town. I was over to Tulsa and went over there, and my sister lived over there a while. And they took you around in horse and buggies them days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Drove you around town. A real estate man took me all over Tulsa, you know, in a horse and buggy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Been selling you part of the city, huh?
Well, he was an old friend of ours. He'd homesteaded up here in March and moved over there in the real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it was.
How about those other cities in the eastern part of the state?
Well, I never got over in there very much.
Were they well settled then, though?
Well, they were settled. Pretty well settled, yes. Muskogee and there's a little old town over there. I was looking at the other day. All I do is sit here and look at the maps and study them up and see where I've been. And we've been out both corners of all the United States, all the corners, you know, and mm-hmm. up New York and then up in British Columbia and Mexico and Key West and all such as that.
Mm-hmm.
And
Chicago?
Oh, yes, yeah. I've been to Chicago several times. I was there 2 years ago. I talked to Chicago the other night, a friend of the folks in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
See, my grandfather homesteaded 80 miles south of Chicago before the Civil War.
Uh-huh.
He homesteaded 80 acres of land, and when the Civil War come on, he traded the governor a team of mules for the 80 joining and got $25 to boot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they settled up the heirs, they sold that land 20 years ago for $600 an acre.
Mm.
He had a lot of it.
Boy. You ever get into Kentucky?
Huh?
Did you ever get into Kentucky in
I've been to Bristol, Tennessee, and I've been down to Louisville on that side, but I've never been out in through Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I've traveled across Tennessee several times, and the Virginias,
mm-hmm.
and Pennsylvania, Ohio, and all Georgia, and Alabama, and Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
Florida, been out to Key West, see. Going out to Key West, it's 136 miles from the mainland. There's 47 miles over the bridges.
How about Louisiana?
Louisiana?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice. I like to travel Louisiana, go down through the crane breaks, you know.
Yeah.
I've been over here the Long Bridge at New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and I've been across Mississippi. I've been across Vicksburg. It's nice to go across there. Now, there's a big federal cemetery, you know. At Vicksburg and one at Alexander, Louisiana. It's right across from Alexander, Louisiana. There's a town about 4,500 or 5,000 called Pineville, but it's half monuments.